Well, good evening. How's everyone doing tonight or today? I don't know what time you're actually listening to this episode, but welcome to another episode of Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Johnny, and who else is here with me?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Awesome, guys. So it's been 2 weeks. It feels like a long time, to be honest.
Yeah.
There was, well, probably not for you guys, but there was a spring break. I need to rub it in, you know, for me. So,
Spring break.
You know, I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask my students after the break or the teens here at church. What was the highlight of these last 2 weeks? You can give me more than one if there was more than one.
That's hard. Because I didn't have a spring break. You know, I would say we watched a new anime movie as a family.
Ooh.
Called Castle in the Sky. It's not new. It's an old movie, but it's new for us. Chess would know a lot more about it because he's that Ghibli guy.
Oh, Ghibli guy. Mm-hmm. So it's a Studio Ghibli movie?
It is. It's one of the older ones.
And what do you think? Or have you seen it already?
I have never seen it. Nobody in the family saw it. I liked it a lot. It was good. It doesn't get weird like a lot of those newer ones.
Okay. Yeah. Weird indeed. Oh man.
Yes.
What did the family think?
The girls liked the beginning and then they kind of lost interest. Kim thought it was one of the better ones because she doesn't like the weirdness either.
Yeah.
And my boys liked it a lot. When they weren't asleep.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, that reminds me of a highlight for me that actually involved our host tonight. And Senor Johnny went to go see the new Godzilla and Kong movie.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint. It was very good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. For me, you know, spring break. You know, sorry, Ben. I was not thinking about you when I was thinking about my highlight, but that was a highlight.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I keep thinking, you know, like at school, I don't have anyone to talk to about movies and all that stuff. So no one is going to appreciate, you know, all this geeky stuff, but you guys. But for spring break, we went to Ann Arbor and I went to a record store. Introduced my 7-year-old son into records, and it was amazing. You know, like when you go to a place and they speak your language, that's how I felt, that's how comfortable I felt, you know. So yeah, it was great.
That's amazing. And I get the language thing.
Yeah.
Ben, where's that place for you where they just know you the moment you walk in the door?
Yeah, I don't know quite that they know me because I'm not a regular, but as far as the merchandise knows me, there's in the mall in Muskegon, I think Johnny knows. I think we actually went to the store together once, but
we have never gone together.
Yeah, it needs to happen. So basically, Colb, everything. There's everything there. They have comics. They have action figures. They have Funko Pops. They have posters. It's Star Wars, anime, Marvel. It's just like, it's overwhelming. It's the kind of store, I don't know if you guys have ever had this dream, like whenever you're a kid, where you have a dream where you go to a store and you just get boxes of all of your favorite stuff. And this is the kind of place I'd want to do that. Fill boxes of like all these nerd stuff. And it's not bad. Some of the stuff is expensive, but they do have some like, you know, decent prices on certain action figures and some posters. And yeah, they just Pokemon cards, other trading card games that I don't play, but just that's the store. That's the store, Colb.
Yeah. Nice. Did you guys grow up watching Nickelodeon?
A little bit. I was not a big fan of Nickelodeon.
No. Oh, man.
I wasn't allowed to.
And this might not make sense to you, but they used to have a Nickelodeon like sweepstakes thing where they would select a couple kids to go to a Toys R Us and they would have a shopping cart and they would have 3 minutes to go and just fill that cart, and everything they filled up, they got to keep.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I was like, I've always wanted to do that. And like, Ben, that sounds like a store that you should do that in.
It does. And I've kind of, I don't know if I've hinted or not. Definitely in my head, I've hinted of like, if my wife is thinking of doing something crazy for my birthday, it's just telling me to go into that store and go ham. just get after it. Oh, it's a good time. Colb, how about you? Is it well, no, I'm not even gonna guess. What would it be for you?
Probably the DMV. They just get me there.
The DMV. They just get you there. Every license renewal is like a birthday for you. And it is a birthday.
Right. No, I would have said my old comic shop, but then they, you know, betrayed me. So I would have to go with, we don't have many cool stuff. So just a Barnes & Noble. I feel great there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble's got a good variety. You have to give it to them.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, agree. Well, for me, right now it's Starbucks. Actually, back home, when I was in college, my best friend was from Spain, and he was the one who got me into coffee. So we will go to the Starbucks in the capital. You know, we will take a public transportation, take a ferry that was like 50 cents. It's still 50 cents, and cross the bay, and we will go to the Starbucks. Well, the employees knew us so well by name, and sometimes we will get there, and they had our drinks ready. Because they knew we will go every Friday. That was amazing. I don't think they will remember us now, but whatever.
You know, you say that. I don't think I've ever really had that feeling anywhere. Like that's the restaurant I went to and I sat down, you know, because you see it in like movies and stuff, and like, oh, you have the shrimp in and the on the rocks. Yeah. Yes, my man.
No,
like I've never had that anywhere. And I want to have that. That's on my bucket list.
You should have that somewhere. I remember like, you know, like the employees will have like, you know, like there will be drinks that were like created by the employees. And sometimes they will come with the tiny cups. It's like, you know, can you try and give us your feedback? We're like, wow, we're so important. But we were just college students and, you know, with not a lot of money and then wasting it at Starbucks. So.
Oh, man. I wish I knew what Starbucks was.
Yeah, that would help out.
Oh, man. Well, tonight we have another thing to talk about that is like Starbucks. Trying to get as close to a chess transition as I can here. So we watched the end of the Wolverine anime.
We did.
The last two episodes of a 12-episode series. For the first time, I watched the YouTube, the episodes on YouTube, because as we found out earlier, it's missing two. Was it just missing two, Colb, for you?
Four.
Okay.
Well, so you
just
know,
missing four.
Can I tell you something? After that episode that, you know, you couldn't watch it, Colb, I went the next day and they had everything back. All the episodes.
Did you click on them and actually be able to watch them?
Oh, well, I didn't. I just saw the list. I was not that dedicated. Okay. Sorry.
Every time I clicked those episodes, it was a, you can't watch this because of copyright issues.
Oh, okay.
So they might have them on there, but they don't have it.
Edit this part.
Yeah. All right. Take that out.
Yep. Who's going to edit this?
Probably Chest. Yeah. Chest. So, our wonderful host who never does his job, smells like 3-week-old socks after a workout, will probably not notice this.
Okay.
Great guy, though. Great guy. He's got a good personality. Great guy.
Yep. Yeah. You know, he always has that hops water cans just sitting in the back. He drinks like 100 of them a day.
Yeah.
Do you remember that hops water he's talking about?
Yes.
He's like, it's like water with hops in it. And you're like, oh, everything about beer, but worse.
Yeah. the worst parts about beer.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Who drinks
that?
Chest does.
He does. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, I'll drink a little bit while we're recording, but I know that because we record late. If I drank as much as he did during the episodes, I would literally be peeing the entire evening, whether I was asleep or not. Just, it would not be okay.
Yeah, Johnny, for reference, like the last episode I listened to of ours, he literally was going through 3 containers in the first 10 minutes. Like, he would just open up a new thing, and Ben made a comment on it. He's like, that's like your 3rd different container. This, and it was the beginning of the episode. It's hilarious.
Wow.
And I probably said the same thing I just did now about having to pee.
Yes,
but
probably.
The people need to know.
You know,
they need
do.
To know. Johnny, are you like if you drinks late in the night, you're done, or are you can function just fine?
I think I'm a teacher. I'm trained to hold it all day. So,
okay,
It depends. It depends. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I need to go. But when I need to go, dude, I don't care about the safety of the. No, well, I'm not going to say this in public, but I find someone, you know, I need to use the restroom right now.
That's right. He's got to go. Oh, man. Amazing. So, yeah, we rocked out the last 2 episodes of the show. And a little Wolverine anime. So I guess we'll just start with some general thoughts. How did you guys feel about the end of the show? Is it what you expected? What were you thinking there?
Definitely not what I was expecting. Like, some stuff, yes, but I'm like, the way that they happen, I was like, what? You're going to finish just... this person like that. So I don't want to say I'm disappointed, but I'm like, oh, come on. You know, it was like,
you
one
can
of
say
those
it. If you, you were disappointed, it. Johnny, fine. You can say it.
Yeah, I was extremely disappointed.
Extremely.
I mean, like, I liked the episodes. The fights were good. And, you know, while we're expecting, you know, the bald guy and Wolverine had a moment. But then, you know, well, at least I'm something that I'm really happy. I know who killed Wolverine's friend.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was shot for shot what Cole predicted.
I know. Yeah.
I literally laughed out loud when that happened. Like, when he was holding her, I'm like, no, don't you dare say it. Don't you? I would rather at this point just no one to say anything about it than to you tell him that, you know, like, oh, sorry, it was like, actually me.
Yeah, for me, it was like, you ruined the moment with that comment. You ruined the moment. We already knew. So,
yeah. But Wolverine didn't even know what to do. Nobody in that scene. They probably had to reshoot that 17 times, and he still didn't know what to say. Goodness gracious. Go ahead, Cole.
Yeah, Johnny, you were surprised. Everything, I was not surprised. In fact, I think I might have called a lot of it in the last episode. That doesn't mean because I wasn't surprised that I thought it was good. I knew it was going to be bad going in, which was upsetting because episode 11 was pretty good. The bald guy, I forgot his name. He's a great villain. Fighter, like he's mm-hmm. actual threat, and I liked it. And then episode 12 came around. I'm like, okay, now we can ruin it, which is what they did. So, yeah, I didn't like how it ended either, at all.
Yeah, and she died, I mean, maybe that's pretty common in the lore, is for him to, you know, lose somebody, but just the way it happened, and then it's just boom, the show's over. It was just like, oh, okay. And then we never got that long awaited fight with Steve Blum's character. They just became buddies.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy with the long hair, right? With the other.
Yeah.
Did you watch the after credit scene?
Don't you?
Ben
dare.
Did not.
Are he you serious?
Okay, Ben, that's the disappointing part. There was a fight, but they jump in the air.
Kind of.
They hit each other's weapons, and bam, it was over.
Oh my word!
Black screen.
Cole, why didn't you warn me? You knew I wouldn't watch it.
So you know, I thought you were watching it with Johnny because you've been doing that. So I assumed that you would go all the way through.
Yeah, that's fair.
But time, this is like the one time you didn't watch it with him?
No, we actually only watched together for the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it. Yeah. You guys made it seem like you were watching it the whole time together.
Okay, so they just...
Whoops.
Now, when they went to fight each other, was it like a little friendly? Or did it seem like were they trying to tell us they were actually going to try to kill each other? But then just didn't show us.
I feel it was more like, oh, you know, we have some unfinished business, you know, and Wolverine is kind of like, okay, let's do it now, you know, and they started.
That doesn't work.
It was in good sport, but at the same time, they're fighting to the death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ben, this is how it went. Hey, Wolverine, we still haven't figured out who's the best fighter between the two of us. And Wolverine says, well, are you sure you want to do this now? Yeah. Okay. Bam. And then that's it. So it's like, it was kind of, they're kind of having fun with it, but at the same time, they're probably going to fight until one of them's dead or dying.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. And, you know, I wonder, yeah, I feel like what I would have rather is just either right away, it's clear that he went from quote bad guy to ally, and then it's just like, oh, this is cool. Or it led to an actual impactful and cool fight. And they didn't do either. He was just kind of, they just kind of pulled him along the whole show. Like, well, not this time. Well, not this time. Nope. This wouldn't be honorable. Not this time. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, then they're all of a sudden becoming really good friends over the course of like 10 episodes. Wasn't he? I think he was introduced in like episode 3. No, end of episode 2. Mm-hmm. End of episode 2 is the cliffhanger. So you can't be in.
Hi.
Folks, we have a guest.
What I miss?
Whom else do we have with me? Us together.
I'm cold.
Oh, wow. And he's drinking right on cue.
Holy cow. And his audio is so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chess, I forgot how loud your audio is normally.
I know. I'm sorry.
You had it normal decibels with the three of us, and now you jump in. My earphones are blowing up.
I can whisper really softly.
Even your whispering's loud.
Yeah, I know.
What do I have to do to get a volume?
Oh,
in here?
This is great. Just turn off your mic.
Oh, good. Hello, Johnny.
I was going to say, have you two even met yet?
Nope, we've only corresponded via text messages.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, are you in a storage container, Ben? I've never seen this angle.
Doesn't it seem different? So it you're actually getting a much larger view of the room. So previously, that computer over there, I'm not going to move my camera because it's been a nightmare moving things around. So it's my remote equipment. Don't tempt me with a good time. my remote equipment is now to my right. And so I moved all this to my left. So, yeah, long story short, here we are.
Here we are. Well, I've successfully watched none of what y'all are talking about.
But here's a question. Here's a question, Chess.
Oh, goody.
What? So, Wolverine anime. It be like you're sitting down. You're about to start this show. Mm-hmm. What do you want out of a show like this? And we'll tell you if you would have got it.
I would want good fighting because it's Wolverine. I would want it to be, I would want there to be a good villain, not lame villains. But I don't necessarily need it to be like X-Men villains. Could be a new villain.
Okay.
As long as they're good and not lame. And good audio. Like, if I'm going to watch this dubbed, I want it to be good voice actors. Like, I wouldn't want it to be like one line from one of my favorite actors and that's it. That would just be annoying.
Mm.
This is all hypotheticals.
One more follow-up question on that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. What would you envision a Wolverine, an anime Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
and what would you like it to look like?
The character, you mean?
You mean yes. Animation style?
Okay.
An anime version of the old cartoons. So, like, his suit. I would like to see his suit, even though it's yellow.
Sure.
Very yellow.
Okay.
Is that an X-Men sweatshirt that you're wearing?
Hoodie? Okay. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's amazing. Nice.
I got a lot of people that don't know about comics that ask me, you know, where this school is. And I'm like, older people.
Don't worry about it.
I'm like, New York. You know,
New York. Yeah, it's in New York.
But don't let me interrupt you. I'll just keep going. I want to.
Well, no, I was going to say, guys, what do you think Chess would have thought of this show?
Oh, there's a, yeah.
Chess would have loved it. It sounded like everything he said. Chess, I knew you would have some sort of answer like this where you hit the middle of the road, which is exactly what this show was. It wasn't. You're so vague enough that it just fit the show perfectly.
That's good. So I wouldn't be disappointed. Is that you're what you're like, saying, John?
I want action, a good villain, and good audio. Yeah. Because you wouldn't want that in other shows, but in this one,
well, right,
get me some good audio. That's so great. That was so great.
Mm.
Man. Wow.
What the?
Where to? Oh.
Sorry, I didn't know if there was. Really. Anyway, sorry. Thought I was going to be attacked by a dog, but it's outside the shop, not inside, like I thought it was.
I mean, overall, like, I think we've been. I'm sure there's varying levels here, and we'll get into that specifically. But it seems like overall we weren't terribly excited about this show, or terribly
impressed
with this mm-hmm. show. I think one consensus was this was not a great version of Wolverine. I'll give more specific opinions on that when we give our final wrap up. But I think the consensus was Wolverine. Not a great version of him. There's kind of a lot going on with different characters thrown all over the place. There were some good villains, but they were not in the show as much as some smaller characters that we didn't enjoy as much. What else? Yeah, when you think of this show as a whole, Johnny, how did this stack up against other versions of Wolverine for you, other X-Men shows, things of that nature?
I really preferred the other Wolverines. I feel like, you know, this was not as aggressive, not even in the fightings. There were some nice moments, but I feel like the essence, what makes Wolverine Wolverine, was not there. He was too nice sometimes. I'm like, you know, he's rude. He's, you know, that animalistic, you know, persona. Yeah. Probably yeah. This one was a clone. That's, you know, I'm trying to get all these excuses in my head so I can like it. But a
clone. Yes.
But they didn't add it up that part of the story. So.
Yeah. Yep. It was just not a, and it wasn't even just, I didn't think of it so much as he was too nice. He wasn't gruffy enough. He wasn't growling enough. He wasn't, you alluded to that a little bit. Like, it was just, we've said this before, it was more of a finesse Wolverine, but not a cool finesse. He also got, and I know Wolverine does get beat up in like every movie and every show, but they're just, he didn't like have a lot of strong moments, even in the final fight with the bald guy. He just happened to get like the last hit, but he just kind of got beat up for multiple scenes and didn't really have any cool fighting moves or, and it's just like, man, it's just, he's not even cool in his fighting moments. Yeah. And his lines just seem forced. The voice actor seemed like he was trying so hard to be a cool Wolverine. And all I could ever picture was the actor we all know him just from, it seems like, not strong roles or tough roles. So I couldn't ever get around that. Chest.
Sorry, I'm raising my hand. How did y'all watch the sub, dubbed, all the above?
Dubbed for me.
Dubbed.
Dubbed for every episode except one.
What a strange thing to do, Colb.
It's the only way I could watch it.
I'm just kidding. Who was the voice actor, Ben? Just out of curiosity.
So what I know him from is in Rocky V, it's Rocky's son when he's growing up.
Interesting.
If you can remember that one. And yeah, if you look at any of the roles he's done, none of them are tough guy, gruffy. Like nothing matches up with like this type of role.
Interesting.
And Steve Blum was a different character in the show, but not Wolverine. Steve Blum being a popular Wolverine voice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
What a weird choice.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I don't know. So normally towards the end of a show, we, at the end of the episode of the last episode, we give rankings for where this show landed. Now, Johnny, I realize you probably do not have an anime rankings list. So maybe for your turn, you can just maybe share where this lands in animated shows you've watched, whether it's the middle, the bottom, the top, mid, you know, kind of a range. Or you could maybe score it out of 10 or 100, just whatever you want to do. And then Colb and I will share where it ranks in our list. I'll go ahead and go first. So in my rankings, so I'm just going to pull them up real fast here. So for me, Wolverine, I have 40 shows on my list. And Wolverine, setting a record here, is number 40.
Sorry, shouldn't laugh.
So I was being a little gentle on the show at the beginning. I've hated this show since day one. The reason being is because Wolverine is such an opportunity to do great things. And if that is the worst part of the show, then it's a terrible show, in my opinion. Mm. I don't think they did him well in any regard. And so I could never really enjoy the show. Now, if I didn't know anything about Wolverine, I didn't know about any characters in this show, I don't know that I necessarily would have ranked it 40. It's not that everything about this show was terrible. It's just that they completely botched this Wolverine character. And so to me, it just makes it unwatchable. So I put it at ranked at 40 out of 40. bless those who took time to make this show. I hope you were able to support your families with the income you made. But I hope that you changed your ways after this. I hope that you went on to create better things and do better for humanity and not just look for a way to get a quick paycheck. You know, I just, so for those listening that were part of creating the show, just, I guess, take some time to think about that. Leave some comments in the box if you want to. All right.
Now I have to create a comment box.
Johnny, how about you go next?
Okay. Oof. Yes, I haven't watched a lot of animes. I will say, you know, because I just watched Demon Slayer and I love it. So I will put it at the bottom of my list. Of course. I will put it in the bottom of my list. And then every other show that I watch is going to like bump it down. So, you know, in a scale of 1 through 10, I give it a 3. Yes, I was happy to see some characters in it, but I just felt that they got me hyped up on a cloud and then they pushed me to the abyss.
Yeah.
So,
to the abyss.
Face planted. Yeah, they're
selling it hard. That's a great analogy for an X-Men fan.
Yeah, probably. But I think, you know, like Ben, you know, I was very, very graceful giving like second chances after second chance. But yeah, you know, it's not, I could not say that I will watch this show again.
That's helpful. And a question we were going to ask. So, Johnny, thank you. Oh. Cole, you, sir.
I don't even think I'm going to rank it. It's not even going to go on my list. But if I have to, like just for the podcast part, it's in the either the complete subjective failure or the, you know, nonsensical boring one, which is the last two categories of mine. So yeah, it's on the bottom, if not the bottom. So, but I think I'm going to be graceful and not even put it in the list. But it was not good. Oh man, I have so many thoughts on so many characters, but I don't know if we have time.
Give us a few.
They're almost all negative. Okay, well, I knew the love interest was going to die. I called it last time. Knew she was going to die. Knew it wasn't going to be great. I almost called the screaming at the sky ending because that's just Wolverine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wolverine himself. I think I was spoiled with Wolverine because I started reading his comic books in the early 2000s, which is like his most violent era in comic books. Almost every story is like he's just traveling America, finds some really bad guys, and just murders them. And it's amazing. I love it. The simpleness of it and the vigilante justice. I love reading those kind of comic books. And that scene where Yukio says, "Hey, I murdered your friend. Hope you're not mad at me." And he's like, "No, it's all good."
Yeah.
Like, that's basically how it went. I'm like, that's not what Wolverine would do at all. He would get really angry. And even though she's dying, he would have just like, you know, jabbed her in the heart with his blades. He would have been the one to kill her. Like, you kill my friend, I'm going to kill you now. That's what I thought he should have done. But he didn't. He said, "It's okay, you killed my friend. Even though you didn't need to for the story. I was coming after this guy anyway because he was selling off his daughter to a guy." You know what I mean?
Right.
The death didn't even need to happen. She's like, "I only did it so you would help me out." Well, I was going after the same guy. So you didn't have to kill my friend, but you did. But that didn't happen. He just said, "Don't worry about it. You just rest in peace now." Oh my goodness, I was so angry. Oh. So angry about it. And you know, maybe I shouldn't keep going. I don't want to keep talking this whole time.
No, it's been good. Throw one more on there.
Okay. Do you want Kikyo or do you want the samurai? Like the bad guy?
Oh, the samurai.
Okay. I thought his armor was stupid. Chest. You've seen One Punch Man. You know, like the pacifists, the guys who have those metal armor suits and they're all skinheads and they're like, we just don't want to work. He looked like those guys. So I was just looking at them and like looking at his stupid armor. I'm like, why? Because he did so cool. He did so many cool things with his samurai sword.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
He did that like shockwave thing that knocked Wolverine back from a different part of the building. I was like, that's sweet. When he's about to kill that one old guy and the girl comes up behind him and he doesn't even do anything. He just uses his sheath to like jab her in the gut, barely even moves. And she like gets knocked back. I'm like, oh, that's what a samurai is. Little movement. Every effort is not wasted. Like this guy is awesome. And then his sword breaks and then he uses some stupid armor to fight him hand to hand. And I was like, that's stupid. That's so dumb. You wasted this villain. There you go.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Well said.
Now that I'm talking about it, it's definitely going in my red, which is complete subjective failure. This show was not great.
It's got to get in there. The people need to know. The people need to know. No, that's
just why you're laughing so hard over there. You know me.
It's just so fun to watch you guys talk and not be a part of this and just observe like how much pain y'all went through.
I think we were all very, maybe naively, but we were optimistic at the beginning. Mm. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Why not make an anime of something that we love?
Yeah.
So you took a page out of my book, and classically it failed. You were optimistic about about a thing you care about.
Yep. Heartbroken, correct. I will say. Heartbroken.
Johnny's heartbroken.
Yeah.
Johnny, you kind of said it well, but you know now, like everything you watch from now on is going to be above the show. Like you've hit rock bottom, man. So every anime you see from now on,
rock bottom,
is going to be great. Hi, my
name's Johnny, and I'm an addict.
I do have to say, if you were watching Demon Slayer at the same time as this, that is quite the contrast and comparison game going on.
No, actually, I don't remember. I think it was last summer that I, you know, like growing up, I think this was first episode that we recorded, but growing up, I watched some animes, but I was not very into it. Sure. But I will say, like, I will consider Demon Slayer my first one, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. The new season comes out
soon. Amazing. Yeah, we watched quite a bit of that together.
Nice.
Johnny and I. Yeah, that's some fun. Good times. Some good times. Yeah, another to give the show some more loving. So Cyclops and Omega Red. We've talked about both the missed opportunities there. But again, like Cyclops showed up and this is rare for me, but I was like, this is actually really exciting. I'm excited to see Cyclops do anything. He just flies Wolverine somewhere, drops him off. He's out of the show. That's
you don't,
it.
You don't love Scott? Is that what's going on?
I do not. No. I'm not going to say anything about the new show. The Omega Red, we already talked about this as well. You look back and it seems even crazier now that he was in this show at all. Like you look at where the show ended up, and he had no business being in the show at all. Like, added nothing. He just had his couple episodes of fighting. And was he the one that had like 6 buildings fall on him and he just kept resurrecting? Like, oh, he's back again. And that's just, he didn't need to be in it. Wolverine needed to be better. Villains and anti-villains needed to be more clearly defined. Just simple fixes and then boom, top 10 show. Oh, and then everything else needs to be changed. Boom, top 10 show.
Chest, I think I mentioned this last week. Do you know which animation house made this?
No, I don't actually. Who made
it's, it? It's Madhouse.
No.
Yeah, Madhouse. And I'm sure you know but I'll just...
Was it like their 6th department team?
I don't know. I gave some of the show examples of what else they've made.
Which is really good.
Yeah, and a lot of them are really good, so.
That's weird,
it's disappointing that this one's not. But The animation wasn't bad, right, fellas?
The animation was what?
Wasn't bad.
No. No?
No. I don't think so either, but I think it's just all story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I was off very much at all, like, visually turned off by this show. It wasn't like, oh, that looked right. weird, or that was, yeah, it was just kind of everything else. So, yeah, I mean, that wraps up the show there. I don't know if I said this on air, but this makes me a lot less interested. I think me and Johnny actually might have talked about this. Mm. A lot less interested in trying out those other, like the anime Iron Man, the anime Blade.
And I think there's an X-Men one.
There is. That's a different world. Honestly, I think you should watch that. Because now that you've seen this, you might actually really like that one. Whereas when me and Kolb, I don't know if I've just, we watched the X-Men anime, we're like, it didn't quite hit the hype we were hoping for. But you're starting at rock bottom, my friend.
Yeah. It started out well. It just got weird.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, right now my bar is extremely low, so... No, but yeah, no, I definitely, you know, I need some ideas. Summer it's coming and I'm gonna have probably some time to watch stuff, so.
Well, he should keep going on the so he started My Hero. Boys, would you recommend he continues that train?
Never.
Yeah, Jess hates it. No, but I would say yeah, keep going.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I have, you know, I go by. Oh, dude, I'm only have watched like two or three episodes, so it's not like.
Oh yeah. Go.
You know.
Keep going.
So, but I have a rule, you know, when I start a show, even you know, if I read a book and I hate it, I need to finish it. I cannot leave it on, you know. Oof,
it's a dangerous rule.
It is a dangerous rule.
That is, yeah.
That's like seven seasons.
I hope. Well, I mean, seven like,
season by commitment. Season,
you know,
yeah. By just season. Don't start One Piece. That might be
yeah,
the end of you.
Boy.
I know that's a long one. I know that.
Yeah, just 1,000 plus episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. You should watch Full Metal, though.
I think they you Ben and Cole recommended Full Metal.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Full Metal might be, if you averaged out our list, the highest rated show. Or maybe Haikyuu?
I'm gonna have to do that now. I'm gonna have to average out
yeah.
highest rated shows.
That it might.
What's
be.
What's it for you, Ben? Four?
I think it's six for me.
Okay, so 116
versus Haikyuu is two.
What
for
is
me?
Haikyuu might be three for me.
Do this on air.
Yeah, let's just look at it. Yeah,
I'm so curious. Oh, Full Metal's gone down a little bit for me. Not because of Full Metal, but other shows. Full Metal's
number
now
eight
for me.
Yikes.
Okay. Haikyuu's number five. About My Hero. What about My Hero? Where's that rank for you guys?
Six.
Four, I think.
It's three for me. So My Hero or Haikyuu?
Haikyuu is five for... Colb and two for us.
Oh, it's Haikyuu. Haikyuu is the highest rated.
It's got to be Haikyuu.
Either way, sorry. I wasn't trying to take away from Full Metal. I was trying to promote it by saying that. We all
it's
love
still high.
Full Metal.
It's still good.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's good.
We all love it.
All around.
Now,
it's me and Colb's favorite
show. Watch, so.
I mean,
yeah.
That tells you something.
The show that has the most number ones out of us, you know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, any last thoughts, comments, things to share about the show before we wrap it up? Tie a bow on it?
I will not be watching it.
I'm going to go cry myself to sleep.
Ah, yes. But for other reasons.
Probably. Mm.
The depression. Yeah.
For the other stuff.
Right. Unrelated. That's not funny.
Yeah, none of that. All right. Well, Colb, do you have any last words? Any last words?
Nope. No, Johnny, I'm glad you were able to come on. Sorry that we all kind of hated the show, but you know what? We all experienced it together.
Yeah, yep. No, that's cool. We all suffered together. That's what matters.
That's mm-hmm. right. You can bond, and we've had shows we didn't like, bonded in that. So, yeah, we were in that together. It was a good time. Yeah, Johnny, seriously, thank you for being on the podcast, taking time out of your Thursday evenings to join us, you know, and just the occasional text. You know, it's just been great. So hopefully we can have you back on the show sometime in the future.
Yes, yes, that will be fun. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Absolutely. It was our genuine
You're welcome.
Pleasure. Well, that's going to wrap it up for Three Dads in Chest talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys love
guys having, start having, and having kids, children, dads, and so
become fathers
and each have kids separately? Went on to each separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.